Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, October 17th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with Matt Lippert, agricultural educator of Wood County. We're looking forward to talking with Matt. Right now, though, our good friend Jillian Alekna is going to be joining us, marketing and events coordinator with our friends over at Visit Rome. We send a special shout-out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, sponsoring this segment. A big thank you to them. Support this, support us, buy local, support local. And that includes our friends at Visit Rome, where you guys got a billion great things going on over there, Jillian. Yeah. I believe I lost track at a million something.
Yeah.
There's so much cool stuff going on over there. One of the fun things that we've been talking about on our morning show and encouraging people out here in Rapids and stuff to go check out Rome is our first thing we're going to talk about. I am a sucker for scarecrows.
Yeah.
It was my first nickname when I was a kid. I like scarecrows. I think it's fun. And our friends at the Lister Library have an awesome event going on right now.
Yeah, it's their second annual Scarecrow Walk. It started actually on the 14th and will be running through November 3rd. Area businesses, organizations, families, and individuals were all invited to build a scarecrow to place along the trail. Now the building period is over. So now if you head over to the Lester Public Library of Rome, you can vote for your favorite scarecrow. They're all situated kind of on a path behind the library. If you walk behind the library, you'll see them. And be sure to vote for your favorite. You will get one free vote for your favorite scarecrow, but you can get additional votes by donating items to the Adams County Food Pantry. If you have any questions or comments, please contact Nicole Menzel at the library. Her email is nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org. Phone number is 715-325-8990.
We know we have some really, really creative people out there that have been having a lot of fun with this. There already are some great ones down there. Encourage more and more people to do this and be a part of this. And keep in mind, if you do, you get a certificate of participation, little certificate there.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah. Be sure to check out Visit Rome's. Ours is the best.
Yes,
I might
right
be
on.
Biased.
So. Right on, right on. And shout out to everybody who's already made one. Get in on this one. It's a fun one, and it's a great way to incorporate our library and our community and be at the library a little bit more. Never a bad thing. Got a great one coming up on Friday, October 18th.
Yeah, this Friday from, I'll say, 7 o'clock or dusk until about 9, we have our second outdoor movie night at the Bandshell. We had another one earlier in the summer. This time we'll be watching the movie Halloween Town, an old Disney Channel movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be watching it on the big screen. Feel free to bring your blankets and chairs. We'll have popcorn, drinks, some candy, I believe glow sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Adams County Chamber was going to bring.
Oh, cool.
Just should be really fun. Already looked at the weather. It's going to be colder than summer, obviously, but
sure.
It looks like it'll be a good night for it.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Come
Saturday,
on out.
It's looking like it.
Completely free. Yeah.
It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. It's a great seasonal movie. And
yeah.
Debbie Reynolds is in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see some Debbie Reynolds. That's always great. It's a fun movie, though. Be sure to check that one out, everybody. And 7 Till Dusk. It sounds about right. It's nice to be. This might be the last one of the season, too, to be able to get in here. Too,
yeah.
And important to keep that in mind. Get on out there and check that out, everyone. This Saturday, wonderful event going on with our friends over at Tri-Norse.
Yeah, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., they'll be having their annual Colorama. Come enjoy the sight of the autumn leaves from four area counties from the top of their 55-meter ski jump.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been out to the Tri-Norse Winter Park, go out there. Look at the giant hill. You're going to be climbing up that. If that's a little too scary for you, or you're thinking, oh my gosh, I can't make it up all the way, we have your back. We'll have some UTVs there, courtesy of Sand Valley, that'll help you kind of give you a ride up to the top, or at least to a good focal point.
Yeah. Which is such a nice thing and such a great thing. I can't imagine how many people wouldn't be able to do this without that. A big tip of the hat to Tri-Norse and all the drivers of those UTVs and everything. That's really cool to do that.
And there's no shame in taking it.
No,
I went there, I think my sister and I hiked up, but then on our way down, one of them pulled up and they're like, do you want to ride down? And we're like, oh, yes.
It's a much better option than rolling down. It's yes. a much better option. And plus, they're gonna have some shopping from area vendors over there, too. Yeah. That's cool.
And a chili contest from, I believe it's Lake Arrowhead. Ooh. Avocados and Hoozles are the ones that are competing in this.
Nice.
Live music and just overall fall fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those signature fall events.
Yeah.
And getting a chance to see our community, our area, from that point of view is just breathtaking. Mm-hmm. There's few things. There's no way to put it into words. You got to see it for yourselves, everybody.
Yeah.
Saturday, October 19th. This is a fun idea. I've got to say a big shout out to the Lester Library. All of our libraries are creative and do some really fun things. Lester is doing some really cool stuff over there.
Yeah. 10:30 to about 11:30 a.m. They'll be having Chad Lewis, a researcher, author, and lecturer, talking about some of the paranormal activity you can see in Wisconsin. Ooh. Get ready to hear about the strangest cases of alien abductions, haunted places, mysterious creatures, crop circles, and everything else weird and unusual in Wisconsin. Mm. Now, all ages are welcome to attend the presentation. However, we encourage parents and or guardians to decide if a spooky event is appropriate for their child.
Yeah. I was a kid that you could have brought to this. My sister was not. just knowing your kids. You know your kids better than anybody and everything. So that's good to keep in mind. And have some fun with this one, too, because it's that time of year that you can get into these kind of things and, you know, find out a little bit more. That's a fun idea. And really nice to be able to bring in the author and Chad for him to spend the time and to do that, too. A big thank you to him for that.
Yeah.
Jillian, you and I know a little bit about organizations or different businesses trying to start up big events or anything. And we're fortunate to get to talk to people in those early days, behind the scenes kind of looks at some of this stuff. And one of the things that I don't know if you tell people, but I recommend to everybody out there, have your event have a raffle.
Yes.
Have a raffle a part of your event. Whatever you're doing, however big or small it is, have a raffle attached to it. We love raffles in this area. So much so, we even love meat raffles.
Yes.
Like, we're coming up with new types of raffles and everything.
Yeah,
we've actually been doing these for a couple of years, and they're pretty popular.
They are. And honestly, it's not just one place in Rome. It's multiple spots. So we have one coming up on this Saturday, the 19th, at Lake Sherwood Lodge. That'll be 1 to 3 p.m. And then next Saturday, the 26th, it'll be at Cal's Corner, 1 to 3. And then if you're looking all the way into November on the 16th, back at Cal's Corner, 1 to 3 p.m.
Jillian, do you know anything about, or maybe it's just something of the day of, but what types of meats they have down there? If you can think it, they might have it, kind of thing?
Yeah, I really don't know. I've never been told, we have steak or whatever. Yeah, but
yeah. I would imagine, too, it's a seasonal thing. So, you know, you head on over there and check it out for yourselves, everybody, because they got some good stuff over there. I know that. I know they got some great meats. And it reminds me a little bit. It's not the same thing, but I'm a big maple syrup guy.
Oh, yep.
But I have been ruined for, like, any store-bought stuff. Like, I got to have that stuff that you see on the side of the road. You can stop in and buy a thing or whatever. Like, that's the best. It's a little similar to that, where you're really going right to the butchers and the people that are actually making this stuff and cutting it up and everything. It's a really cool opportunity to be able to support that, too, and get some great meat.
Yeah.
Stock up for the winter. Good idea to do that, too. And if people want to find out more information about those raffles, encourage you to go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. We're speaking with our good friend Jillian from Visit Rome. And again, we're speaking with our friend Jill from Visit Rome. And Jillian, we had actually earlier this week our good friend Mike Hittner in with us. We've got a lot of friends around here.
Yes.
Mike joined us from the Historic Point Boss, as he always does, to talk about events coming up. And always an amazing, wonderful conversation with him. And we dived really deep into the Spirit Walk that's coming up this week.
Yeah, it'll be this weekend and actually next weekend, Saturday the 26th. From 6 to 8 p.m., they'll have a lantern-lit tour around the grounds and buildings of Historic Point Bass. Mm. It'll give their visitors a chance to meet many of the former residents of the area and citizens. As you walk around the site, the spirits will emerge from their surroundings to tell you about themselves and the time in which they lived. This is a family-friendly event. There is a cost, but it's low.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are $5. Students/kids are $2 each.
And they keep those prices low. They have for many, many years, for decades, really. It's important to the team over there so that it's affordable for families and for people. And let's show them how much we appreciate them doing that by attending these events, helping them keep history alive over there at the Historic Point Boss and the great work that they're doing over there. And as a side note, they're always looking for good volunteers. Mm-hmm. If you're a person out there that would like to be a part of this and keep history alive, I think it's a really fun way to spend your time and to put back into your community. And that could always use some younger people over there. That's from Mike, not me. I think Mike's got plenty of time, but he makes a good note there. We could always use more and more people to be a part of things. Find out more at historicpointboss.com and be a part of this event, whether it's this weekend or the following weekend. It is one of the better events and better uses of your time this time of year. I've done it for years. I didn't get to go last year, but especially before the pandemic, went almost every year, and it's such a blast. It's a wonderful time. Our good friend Shandini is coming back to Hoozles.
Yep, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 24th. He will be performing Roving Magic, so come grab some grub. There's always good stuff at Hoozles. And enjoy some excellent close-up sleight-of-hand magic at your table.
Yeah, he does such a good job with this too. He's a great crowd worker and really good with the people and has some fun magic for that just gets you kind of like caught up. It almost makes you a kid again with the way he is with the sleight of hand and everything. He's been doing this for a long time. He's very good at what he does. That's going to be fun. And a shout out to Hoozles for hosting that and having local creatives on and everything. They do a great job of it. Saturday, October 26th, Kids Halloween Party.
Yes, the annual Halloween event sponsored and organized by the Rome Makers Home Community Education Group. Once again, in the Rome Town Center, running from 1 to 3 p.m. This event will include trick-or-treating around the square, candy handed out by local businesses and organizations. Don't quote me, but I think we have 17 or 18 this year.
Nice.
Including Visit Rome.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. A petting zoo, including alpacas.
Oh.
Balloon animals. DJ live music. If you know Van Patrick from Awards and More, he's our DJ.
Awesome.
He was there last year, did an excellent job.
Yeah, he's
so
really
we
good.
Brought him back.
Nice.
A photo booth in the gazebo. And just some fun Halloween games ran by the Rome Makers. And there will be prizes for the best costumes. However, this is decided after the event just because we have so much going on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We need an extra day to kind of recuperate and remember
that's a fun
who
way to
had
do it.
This costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun way to do it. That's cool. My sister and I, when we first moved to the area, that this was the first events we got to do. We got to do this, and then we got to do the Christmas over at the Rome Town Hall. And both events made us feel like a part of the community, a part of things. It was the first time either of us got to meet other kids, because where we were living in Rome, there were no other. It's just pretty much a retirement area, and we're two little kids over there and stuff.
Yeah.
We had such a blast. I can still remember wearing my Nana's Dracula costume, walking around there and stuff, and my little she was in a Raggedy Ann thing, and she was upset that I wasn't Raggedy. I wasn't, the other Raggedy and stuff. And it was a great time. And it's not only wonderful for the kids, but you as adults, you're going to have a good time too.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy this. Again, Saturday, October 26th, make plans to attend the Kids Halloween Party from 1 to 3:30 over at the Rome Town Center. Also going on Saturday, October 26th, Halloween Hunt. This sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is ran by the Monroe Prairie ATV and UTV Club. Starting and finishing at Buskies, Bighorn Bar and Grill in Arkdale, running from 6 to 10 p.m. Bring your spotlight or flashlight and join us for a spooktacular fun. ATVers will travel the routes and trails in search of Halloween-themed items. Be on the lookout for goblins, ghosts, skeletons, and other scary stuff. The more things you find, the better your chance of winning a cash prize. If you do dress in costume, your name will be placed in the pot to win $25. There is a 50-50 raffle, and it is $10 to join for members or $15 for non-members.
That's a fun event. A really fun idea, too.
Yeah.
Nice job by them. That's going to be a really cool event. That seems like one of those events, too, that can just get more and more popular. Mm-hmm. You know, spread the word about that one and be sure to check that out, everybody. Also going on the same day, Halloween party at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, 7 to 11 p.m. They'll have drink specials, a costume contest at 10 p.m., and Two Bros Karaoke.
That's going to be fun. That's yes. going to be a good event, too. And they do great events over there. They do nothing but good stuff over there. As we say goodbye to October, we even want to tease a little bit of November to the audience.
And, yeah.
One of the more signature fun events in November is this cookie decorating going on. There's a couple of those events coming up.
Yeah. So this first one on Sunday, November 3rd. At Up North Brewing Company from 10 a.m. to noon will be Packers versus Bears theme.
Mm.
So I'm not going to make any comments for the Bears fans out here, but we obviously know there's one better team than the other.
Mm.
But regardless, Blue House Cakery owner Kelly Lawler will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating while taking you through step-by-step instructions on decorating an assortment of cookies. Please register at her website, that is bluehousecakery.com/classes. Each student will be provided with everything they need to decorate, as well as a box to take home the cookies. You do not need to have previous experience. However, aprons and short sleeve shirts are recommended.
Mm-hmm. And something like this, I think is such a cool thing for the community, and I appreciate her doing this and having an event like this and a way to support local and so many of those things. I have been wanting to make my own cookies for years. Like, I gotta attend this, Jillian. But what if I can't go to the 10 to 12 on that Sunday, November 3rd? Do they have another event, another opportunity?
Yeah,
for this?
They do.
All
now,
right.
If you have a friend, tickets are non-refundable, but if you have a friend that's like, oh, I can go that date, tickets can be transferred over.
That's cool. That's nice.
But with other events, Thursday, November 14th, she has a cookie decorating class at Lake Arrowhead from 6 to 8 p.m. Mm. This time, I believe it's fall-themed cookies.
Cool.
I have to look again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this one is a bit more advanced, but still nowhere near the level of, like, Cake Boss or anything you see on Food Network.
Sure.
She'll be taking you through step-by-step instructions. She'll have your back.
Yeah. Be sure to register and let them know that you're coming. It's going to be a fun class. You may see me there. I'm not even kidding. You may see me there, everybody. I've been dying to learn this. And here's a perfect opportunity right here. We have a turkey trot coming up.
Yep, that'll be right on Thanksgiving morning from 8 a.m. to about noon. It's ran by Draft, Discover Rome Area Family Trails. The race will start and end at Up North Brewing Company. Everyone is welcome to attend. There is no pre-registration. It's completely free unless you get beer afterward. You obviously have to pay for that.
Right.
Snacks will be available after the race. With a suggested donation of $10 to Draft, the first 100 participants will receive a thank you gift of stretchy gloves to support silent sports in the town of Rome.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
And shout out to Draft, the organization, and everybody behind that one. That's a great event and really going to do some good work over there, I think, and raise some good awareness.
Yeah.
And we wrap up with Thanksgiving dinner at Sand Valley.
Yeah. Join us for a delicious, chef-driven Thanksgiving feast with your loved ones. Our family-style menu is sure to please everyone, so let us take care of the cooking, and you can focus on spending quality time with the people you care about. Now, you can visit Aldo's and eat there at Sand Valley from 1 to 6 p.m., or you can take this meal to go. Mm. To register for it, call 866-976-1069, or go to www.sandvalleypursuits.com/events, and Thanksgiving should be one of the top ones.
Yeah. And it's really cool that they're doing that again this year and everything. A shout out to our friends over at Sand Valley.
Yeah.
And certainly our friends over at Visit Rome. Jillian, it's been always great. It's always great talking with you. I really appreciate all the detail and time you put into these things.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to remind the audience that you guys over at Visit Rome have your giveaway with your two e-bikes going on.
And that
wraps up on Halloween.
Yes, it does.
You still got time. You still get nicely done. You still got time to get in on this one and possibly win one of these bikes. Everybody, get on over to visitromewy.com, visitromewy.com, and make sure to register for that. And support our friends at Visit Rome. They support us. We want to support them back. Buy local, support local. That also includes Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. A big tip of the hat to them and appreciate them sponsoring the segment. Julian, say hi to Lisa and the gang over there for us, okay?
Will do.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk again next month.
Yep.
Again, find out more information at visitromewy.com, visitromewy.com. We'll be back with more show, Midday Magazine, here at WFHR, locally grown radio.